Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting third. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jeff Conine. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Hairston. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gene Kinsale. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Figga. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jason Johnson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jacques Jones. Batting second. The shortstop, Denny Hocking. Batting third. The DH, Marty Cordova. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Doug Mankiewicz. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Torrey Hunter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Javier Valentin. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Cletus Davidson. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, LaTroy Hawkins. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Anderson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Bordick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bordick moves to third. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bordick scores. Surhoff moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Surhoff moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davidson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Surhoff scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Conine hits a fly ball into left field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jones hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Denny Hocking batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Hairston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Gene Kinsale is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kinsale bunts towards third. Coomer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hairston moves to second. Mike Figga is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Figga bunts towards the mound. Hawkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Hairston moves to third. Kinsale moves to second. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hairston tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Orioles. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bordick takes first base on ball four. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mankiewicz hits a pop-up into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hunter. Bell reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken strikes out. One out. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Conine is 0-for-1 in the game. Conine hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 5-0, Orioles. Gene Kinsale is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kinsale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kinsale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hawkins, and towards Hocking, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Javier Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Valentin takes first base on ball four. Cletus Davidson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Davidson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hairston fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Figa is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Figa is 0-for-0 in the game. Figa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hocking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Anderson strikes out. two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bordick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davidson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hocking is 0-for-1 in the game. Hocking strikes out. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawton takes first base on ball 4. Cordova moves to second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0-for-1 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davidson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davidson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Mankiewicz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mankiewicz is 0-for-1 in the game. Mankiewicz hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Hunter reaches second base with a double. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Cletus Davidson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davidson is 0-for-1 in the game. Davidson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conine is 0-for-2 in the game. Conine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hairston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davidson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Kingsale is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kingsale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Into left field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gabe Molina now pitching. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking is 0-for-2 in the game. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hocking for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Figa is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Figa is 0-for-1 in the game. Figa hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Anderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-0, Orioles. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bordick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davidson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Orioles. Bob Wells now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jesse Garcia now playing shortstop. Ryan Miner now playing third base. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Coomer is 0-for-2 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mankiewicz is 0-for-2 in the game. Mankiewicz hits a pop-up towards short. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Conine is 0-for-3 in the game. Conine takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Conine goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Orioles. Gene Kingsale batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kingsale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kingsale hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hairston moves to third. Mike Figa is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Figa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Figa hits a pop-up towards short. Hawking settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Amaral pinch hits for Brady Anderson. Rich Amaral is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Amaral hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Hairston scores. Kingsale moves to second. It's 10-0, Orioles. Jesse Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. BJ Ryan now pitching. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hunter strikes out. One out. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Cletus Davidson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davidson is 0-for-2 in the game. Davidson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Trombley now pitching. Derek May pinch hits for BJ Surhoff. Derek May is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davidson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan Minor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Valentin for a passed ball. Bell moves to second. Ryan Minor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Minor hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Calvin Pickering pinch hits for Jeff Conine. Calvin Pickering batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pickering takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hairston is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hairston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davidson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Derek May now playing left field. Calvin Pickering now playing first base. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pickering fields the ball and throws to Ryan covering. Safe. Denny Hawking is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hawking is 0-for-3 in the game. Hawking strikes out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cordova moves to second. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.